For those who were with us last week, you might remember we joined in Herod's banquet, a shadow banquet that ended with the death of John the Baptist, his head served up on a platter. That news should have been the end of John and those who followed him. Depleted, his supporters should have scattered, returned to their homes. But that is not what happens. Instead, many of them join a new movement that has just sprung up. They join Jesus. Jesus was baptized by John. In fact, John saw the Spirit coming from heaven and lighting on Jesus like a dove. Jesus kind of picks up where John left off, saying similar things to John, calling people to repent, turn back to God, but then also going further, saying the kingdom of God is near. Your sins are forgiven. Believe the good news. Jesus cast out evil spirits. He healed people. And he empowered those closest to him, known as the 12 apostles, to do likewise. And so they scatter across the Galilean countryside, also healing people. And as a result, many want to join in and follow Jesus. This movement is growing. Everyone is so excited by what they are seeing that they are working hard. There is no time for a quick bite. Too much to do. It's all go, go, go. Anyone else here sometimes struggle to eat because you are too busy? This is the apostles. The apostles return to Jesus. And so Jesus gets to hear about all the exciting things that are happening, but he also notices that they haven't taken the time to care for themselves. Haven't even really been eating properly. And so he says, Mark 6, verse 31, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. We could just stop here on these words. What an invitation. To just be with Jesus and rest. Take the time to eat. Be nourished. Here comes the recognition from none other than Jesus that we need time to recharge. The disciples are in danger of running on empty. They are becoming depleted. So they get into their boats, trying to find a solitary place away from the demands of the crowds. But rest doesn't come. The crowds run on foot following them. It's all go, 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 up and down the hills like they are running a cross-country race. Stitches in their side, faces red, mud splattered up their legs. But they are determined. The towns empty out. Sheep look up confused before returning to munch on the green grass. Work is left undone. Their babies carried on the hips of their mothers. Older children chasing one another. Those who need to lean on their family members or friends for support. Thousands of people converge, and they cheer when they see Jesus directing the boats and pulling into shore. It's crazy. Yet Jesus sees their desperation. He sees that these people are running on empty too, depleted and wanting nourishment. Self-care isn't really a thing when you're poor. It's just trying not to go hungry. Some of the men have been muttering to each other about the possibilities of rebellion, overthrowing the Romans. They have left their work behind because they are hoping and praying that Jesus might care about them, might even lead them into rebellion. Jesus responds by changing his plans and gives the rest of the day to teaching the crowd, not rebellion exactly, but about God and God's ways. Mark says Jesus is like a shepherd caring for the sheep. The people sit down, they catch their breath, they listen, they rest. And they hear Jesus saying, heaven is near. The disciples, though, start to get anxious. They have some practical concerns that need to be addressed. It's getting late, they are in the middle of nowhere, and there's no food. The crowds might turn against them. Mark 6, verse 36. Send the people away now so they can buy themselves something to eat. But he answered, you give them something to eat. Sorry, what? We are depleted. We haven't had anything to eat. There is nothing here to feed this crowd. It would cost a lot. Do you really want us to spend that much? Isn't that a waste? Just let them fend for themselves. We didn't even organize this event. There are thousands of people here. We just wanted some quiet. There is no food to give. That's a pretty normal response, don't you think? A sensible response. You know, in our own area, on the northern beaches, especially over the last few years, there are people who are depleted, struggling to feed themselves or their families, wanting nourishment and care, desperate for some good news. Maybe we can think, let them just fend for themselves. I'm struggling too. But some look and say, okay, let's work out how we can give everyone something to eat.
Yeah, so after retiring, when I was in my 50s, I still felt that there was a lot of opportunity to now give back to the community. So we kicked off with a food bank for our church over at Narrabee, and that ran for approximately 18 months, 2 years. And then the church and decided that it may have been a better opportunity to expand it with the community support. So then we went to One Meal and asked them if we could join in their service, but run the Northern Beaches completely. We gave One Meal a call. One Meal were not unknown to us. We'd been speaking with them. They wanted to copy the model that we were distributing food on the Northern Beaches. And in consequence, we formed a relationship, as we did with another two or three other groups on the south side that wanted to follow the model of a community co-op Northern Beaches. So on that basis, we didn't want to start another charity. We thought the best interest was to collaborate with another charity. Once again, we didn't feel the Northern Beaches needed another group. So One Meal were running a community service at Gilbert Park on the Northern Beaches of Manly, and which was very successful. It was providing meals that were made by the community, and they were serving and the homeless and those who are vulnerable in our community. That's when we continued with our existing service of providing fruit and veg to referred clients by social service groups into the community via the brand One Meal.
I met Kim Williams, who's the leader here, when he was picking up some tins of stuff from the church, and I said, what are you doing? Came and visited the place and took up a driving with him, driving for the doing some of the rounds on Tuesdays, and now I've been pretty actively involved in doing all sorts of stuff with from data through to cutting up pumpkins, through to doing deliveries and just helping where I can.
The questions, the complaints sputter out. Finally, Jesus says, Mark 6, verse 38, how many loaves do you have? The apostles have no idea. And so Jesus instructs them to go and find out. They go looking and find, well, it's not quite nothing, but still not much. They scrape together 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Okay, Jesus nods and then directs the crowd to form groups of hundreds and or 50s. There's a sound of shuffling feet, people turning around, introducing themselves to one another, toddlers grasp at the green grass, trying to tug it free and see what it tastes like. The apostles walk among the groups, counting and checking. Everyone knows what is happening. There's a buzz amongst all the people. Expectations are growing. The sun is golden on the horizon as Jesus takes the loaf of bread and holds it up. The apostles are trying to trust, but also still unsure how this meal is going to happen. How do you feed so many people?
I'm from Pittsburgh Uniting, and we're living the bread, which we do every week, and it goes together with a whole lot of other produce to everyone who needs it. It's just a wonderful venture. That's great.
We are so fortunate here on the Northern Beaches to have such genuine support from Harris Farm, Woolworths, Coles, Maggie from Recipe Tim Eats, the community. The community at large have been very, very kind to us over the years, and not only providing canned goods, but also meals that they prepare overnight for us for distribution the following morning. Harris Farm provides us over a pallet, getting on to two pallets, twice a week. We have Woolworths providing us food on the weekends for surplus, and then of course we collect from various other Woolworths and Coles supermarkets over the course of the weekend. We're very fortunate to have Recipe Tim Eats give us such tremendous support. What started off as a 400 a week possibly meals, which was outstanding where we were concerned, has now gone to 250 a day, and it's expected by Christmas will be somewhere in the region of 500 a day. These are fantastic meals. We do run out. Our needs go far beyond what our capacity to collect each week is. So we're constantly looking for other elements to add into our fruit and veg bags and our distribution lineup on the basis of being able to provide alternatives to our clientele, the clientele that are referred to us by social service groups.
Heaven is near. Jesus looks upward. He gives thanks to God and then breaks the bread and starts passing it out to the apostles. The bread keeps coming, and then the fish. People start munching and swallowing. Those further back crane their heads, trying to see how much is left. Will it run out? But the bread and the fish keep coming, and the people keep munching and swallowing. They eat and eat until everyone is satisfied. They know that this is not just a meal. This is an outdoor banquet, an extraordinary banquet to be part of. This whole day has been extraordinary. Holy. Is that what it was like for their ancestors? They ate manna from heaven when they were in the wilderness, and here are 12 basketfuls of leftovers. They've heard that God is generous, but sometimes it can be hard to believe when everything around them suggests the opposite, suggests that the world is one of scarcity and competition. But today they have eaten, and for the first time in a long time, they are full. Even the disciples, they don't feel depleted anymore, but moved to be included in this, to have worked with Jesus in making this happen, in finding the loaves of bread and fish. They were able to feed this crowd and enjoy this meal as well. Heaven is near. I know some are depleted among us. There are days when I feel like I'm running on empty too. Jesus invites us to come with him, rest, eat. He also invites us to see one another, to see how tired and depleted so many are here and across the northern beaches. Give them something to eat, says Jesus. Collaborate with others. Be generous because heaven is near. And this is what it looks like in heaven. This is what a heavenly meal tastes like. There is plenty. I wanted us to hear this story from Mark's gospel today, but also one meal's story, because what is happening now is a continuation of what Jesus began on that hillside. Feeding the 5,000 was not a once-off. God is still here, wanting to bring rest, full bellies, and he invites us to join in.
So I am a Christian, and the work that I see God doing in one meal is outstanding. Often, Jenny Wall, my colleague in my 6 o'clock arrival, is always here. She also is a Christian, and her husband. We just am amazed at God's hand working with us here. There's days when we don't have anything, but next we turn around and there's, you know, some sort of donation, or Woolworths have rung us up, or Coles have rung us up, or a colleague have gone, look, I thought you might have been short, and, you know, could you use this? It happens too frequently for not to feel that God has got a place for us. He is guiding us and showing us a direction that he wants us to out the food to the community and those in need.
When I see God at work, well, I see it every moment, every day with the volunteers helping, doing this with so much authenticity, so much humility. I see the struggles, yet the souls of the clients, and I see the hearts of the agencies as they try and reach out, always on demand, always trying to do so much with so little. I see the hearts of the providers, such as Coles and Woolworths, the guys who give us sneaky food that help us feed all these people. So just great, wonderful people.